Okay. Hail, hail, the gang's all here. How are we doing today?
Rolling yeah? R.
Rolling R?
Rolling hard.
Rolling hard. Ah, got it.
Rolling hard.
Rolling hard. All right. So, I am getting, give me one second. I am getting the screen ready to present. And then get this going. All right. So, how'd we do last night with our assignments? How are we feeling?
I'm great, but it might be because I didn't do the assignment. I have not yet watched that. I haven't watched the replay yet. I do plan to. I just haven't had a chance. So that's where I'm okay. at.
Noted. Okay. How about you, Kelly? How did you and Promise do?
Promise dived into it more than I did. I didn't have a chance to dive into it. Like, I thought about it and stuff when we were talking about it. Mm-hmm. And she found the questions somewhere. I don't know where she found them, but I have them written down. So I'm going to get deep into that.
Okay.
Either tonight or, well, probably not tonight because my daughter has the game, but this weekend.
Yeah, the questions were in the transcript. So that's probably where she got them from.
Oh, okay.
So you should have a copy of the audio recording and the transcript in your email. So
okay.
Yeah. So I can probably pull those out and add them in, but I just haven't. So okay. So tell me how you guys are feeling so far. Worth $97?
Woo!
Yeah. Okay. Worth $97.
All right, just making sure I've delivered value for you. All right. So today we're going to talk about, let me just share my screen. Today we're going to talk about up-leveling your income. And that's not on present anymore. I don't know how to get this to stay that way, but we'll make it work. Okay. Can everybody see my screen now?
Yes.
Okay, great. All right, so we're going to talk about the next stage, which is increasing the lifetime value of your clients, okay? Now, I want to be clear that this program is designed to be an overview, okay? I'm giving you as much as I can in an hour on each of these topics, right? But each of these topics could be like multiple days worth of conversation, right? So we're gonna talk about this. I'm gonna offer you what I can in this hour, but you need to understand that this entire program, you guys have probably been feeling this. You're drinking from a fire hose, right? It's like so much stuff, right? So that's who I am. I can't help myself. I planned to talk for 20 to 30 minutes, and you can see what I planned to say on the slides. And then you know what I've been saying. So, you know, because I can't help myself. It's just how I am. When we talk about up-leveling your income, I'm going to talk about this sort of generalized, but how we do it for each person is going to be very different, right? Because it depends upon what the next item in the logical step would be, right? So, to use my business as an example on this, the idea is that you're trying to get your existing clients to pay more money to keep working with you, right? Because it's much less expensive to just keep working with the people who know, like, and trust you than it is to find new people. And so you want to give them as much as possible to be able to do with you. So my current program, my B2C program, offers a 2.5-year process. It starts with a 4-month program, and at the end of 4 months, they have an outcome. So remember, everything you do must have an outcome, okay? You don't have to be as specific about how you're doing it, what you're doing it, and the upsells from existing clients. If they're happy with what they have, they're going to be happy to have whatever the next piece is. so that marketing doesn't have to be as dialed in, but it does have to have an outcome that you're promising them so that they have a reason to continue in the process. So my first program gets people to mental, emotional, and energetic safety. It creates the bandwidth to make change, right? That's the outcome for the 4-month program. And I promise to cut their stress levels in half in 4 months, which I do, or their money back, which no one's ever asked me for. Okay. So it has to deliver. If you're going to do an upsell, your first program must deliver. Okay. And then the second program in my series is a year, right? Because they've already done 4 months with me. They know they like me. They know they love the work. Now I can get them to commit to a year, right? You need a smaller offering at the beginning so that they can try you on for size, and then they will upgrade to a larger one. So my second and third programs are a year long each, right? And so the way that I do this, oh, we lost Kelly. She's gone. Okay. So the way that I do this is that I am delivering a second outcome with the second program, and the second outcome, and I'm making them see that there's a whole big picture, right? You want to do shadow work. Great. But you're going to suck at shadow work if you don't do these first two pieces, which is how I'm positioning the programs, right? So you've got to create the bandwidth to change. The second one is you need a solid container in which to do the work. So you're solidifying your sense of self, your identity, and your energetic container, right? And that is the second step. And they have to have specific deliverables. Claim your space, set your boundaries, own your power, internalize your sense of value, learn how to love yourself. Those are my specific deliverables within that second program, right? And then I also have energetic deliverables that I do as well. You know, these are the different energetics that you're going to learn along the way, right? Third program has its own outcome and its own deliverables. Third program is step into sovereignty and purpose. That's the deliverable. You're going to be sovereign in your own being, comfortable in your own skin, and able to step into your purpose on the planet. And we do that by creating the deliverables, which are learn how to do serious self-inquiry work from multiple different angles, learn how to map out and actually go through the process of mapping out your inner psyche and learning exactly where all the things are and how things fit together for you. And then step in and practice a whole bunch of different gifts to learn that along the way. Does that make sense? Okay, so those are the specific deliverables. And as you're learning your gifts, then we help you master them later on, right? So give you 30 different things to try on, see what you have an aptitude for, and then you step into them and learn to master them. So those are deliverables, right? So this is not, oh, well, we're going to talk about this, or we're going to talk about that, or we're going to talk about the other thing. You need to have a clear and specific outcome and set of deliverables for each program that you run. And each program needs to build on the next. And it's like, okay, shadow work is something that everybody in the spiritual world wants. And they've heard about it. They know they need to do it. They don't know how to do it, but they want to do it. And so my disruption in my marketing is, are you actually ready for shadow work? Right? That's the disruption. That's the quiz that I use to get people in the door is, how ready for shadow work are you? What's your score? Right? And then based on that, I give them a result. And that result gives them, one, where in the process they are, so they know which of my programs they want to come into. Right? And two, it explains the entire arc of how this works, providing them with a framework that shows that I know what I'm talking about. Okay, you see how this works? We've been sort of building into this concept. Does that make sense? Okay. Hey, Kelly, did you catch all of that? Because we're going to build on that now.
I didn't. I had a customer, okay. But I will rewatch this again tonight, okay. The whole thing.
All right. Good. So, okay, so you have to have, every time you're going to build another item for the back of your program, you need to have a clear vision of how that builds into the item before and how it builds into the big picture, okay? So with my 2.5 years, I'm doing 25 years worth of personal growth work and 10 years worth of energetic training in 2.5 years. And so that's a justification for my price point, which is quite high, right? And it is an establishment of my expertise in the process, right? And so what I'm saying is, here's what the whole story arc looks like. You're at the very beginning over here. You want to know what this looks like, because that's the other piece, is that I know my people are information sponges. This is, again, about knowing your market. They love to learn. They're readers. They're consumers of content. The more they know, the better, right? So knowing what it is that your person is looking for and then allowing them to get that in the process of being sold into your process, right? So the quiz is great for people who are information seekers because they always want to know more about themselves. Quizzes are fantastic for that. You know, anything that tells them more about them is something that they're going to want to know, right? And then within the quiz results, I give them even more information. Here, let me tell you what's going on inside of your head at this stage. And they go, oh my God, are you in my brain? How did that happen? Right? If you can get that response from a client, you are doing well with your marketing. Okay. And then they go, well, I have to sign up for a discovery call. You know what's in my head, right? Okay, great. Now we're on a discovery call. Now the discovery call has to then have a way for them to invest, and it also has to have a way for them to feel seen, right? So this is why we listen more than we talk, until we know that they're interested in buying, and then we can start talking about what the program is, right? So all of these things. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Okay. So as we're looking at ways for you to upsell, what you really have to do is you have to envision, what is the big picture transformation that your client is seeking? Okay. What is it that they most want? Okay. For my people, it's, I want to be comfortable in my own skin, and I want to feel sovereign in my own being, and I want to be on purpose. I want to be of use to the world. Right? Those are my people. That's the end result that they're seeking. Okay. Now there are individual results that they're seeking at each stage, but in the big picture, that's the end result that they want, is I want to be in my power in being in purpose to the world. Right. I want to be on a larger scale. So what you have to remember now is that despite the fact that I take people through a transformational process where they're going through shamanic death and they're seeing themselves differently and whatever, at the beginning, they're going to want to be more of what they already are. Okay. So my people are already givers and doers and protectors and defenders and, you know, change makers. And, you know, I want to have control over my environment. So they're going to want to have bigger control over themselves and their environment. Now, is that where they're going to be at the end? No. Okay. But the transformation gets them to a place that is somewhat what they thought it would be when they started, and somewhat not, but it makes them happy when they're there. Okay. So I'm promising something that is not exactly what I deliver ultimately. I mean, it is, but it's not, because where they're starting their thinking is not going to be where their thinking is when they get there. Right. And so you have to not be feeling incongruent about that, because the end result is, are they going to be happy with their outcome? And the answer is yes. Right. So, because, you know, if you're standing in the valley of, in the middle of all these big mountains around you, and you can envision being in over the mountain from the valley, but you don't actually know what the other side of the mountain looks like, right? You're going to be like, well, I want it to be like this. And then you'll get to the other side of the mountain. You'll be like, oh, well, this isn't what I thought it was. Now I want it to be like that. Right. And so that's exactly the sort of dynamic that I deal with in my side of things. Right. So I want you, when you're thinking about this, especially if you're doing large transformation, I want you to be thinking about it from a perspective of how big, you know, from a perspective of where is it that they think they're going to end up and how do I promise on that? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So right now, you're probably thinking way too small. That is my guess. Okay. Most people start off thinking way too small. Okay? If you're going to build a large possibility for large amounts of income with somebody, you need to be thinking much bigger, right? So in my programs, people can spend almost $30,000 with me over the course of 2.5 years. Okay. And that's because I'm delivering a big outcome, right? Now, do you have to be doing that much? No, you don't. Okay. But you could, right? So this is the sort of thing that I'm talking to you about. Now, with my B2B programs that I'm rolling out, I have right now on offer a single year. Okay. That single year is not just a single year though, because I already have in the works 3 more years in my mind for what I can do with them. You know, in the first year, I'm certifying them to train my programs and I'm working with them to learn energy scanning and we're working on how to master coaching skills and all the business skills and all the mindset stuff around business and all of that, right? That's, there's only so much you can fit in a year. Okay. Don't try to cram too much in or else people get overwhelmed and they quit. Right. So you want to make it doable. So even with my other programs, they're meant to be done on the toilet in the morning in 15 minutes a day or less. Okay. Because my people are busy people. Right. And that's the first thing they say is when I say it's all of this, they go, whoa, my God, I don't know if I can handle that. Okay. There's an objection. You got to be able to handle your objections. Right. And I go, okay, well, all I'm really doing is taking out the empty space, which is 95% of the work of the space in between where you try to figure out what you need and then what's going to do the trick, right? I'm taking out all of that space. So you're not actually doing, you know, this intense amount of work, 10 years worth of work. If you're out there for 10 years looking for something, you're spending most of your time looking for it, right? And so, you know, that's how I get them out of the defense of, wow, that feels like too much, right? Because they all want to be there yesterday. They just don't want to blow up doing it, right? So, and then the other half of it is, well, that's going to be a lot of time and how I don't have a lot of time. I'm a busy person. And it's like, nope, 15 minutes a day. And they go, really? And you're like, yes.
That would be cool.
Right? Yeah. So that's how that flies. All right. So you got to pay attention to that too, right? Is make sure you understand their lifestyle and you build whatever it is you're building into a matter for that lifestyle. Right. So I was talking to somebody the other day who's a real estate agent and I used to be a national trainer in the industry. And she's like, I'm going to do coaching. And I said, don't do videos. And she's like, what? I said, realtors don't have time to sit in front of a computer. You need to give them an audio that they can plug into their system or put in via Bluetooth into their car and listen while they're driving. That's what they need. And she was like, oh, I'm like, lifestyle. You have to understand the lifestyle of the client that you're dealing with. Right? So that's the sort of thing that I'm talking about. You've got to pay attention to how is it that they're going to consume your information. You know, I talk to people all the time. One of my main sources of leads for my business is my podcast. And I talk to people all the time who tell me, oh my God, I've been binging your podcast for the last month. Now my podcast has 330 episodes and each is a minimum with the exception of, you know, like 20 of them, each is a minimum of half an hour to 40 minutes long. Okay. And they will tell me that they are 2 years into the podcast in a month. This is not uncommon. And I'm like, do you sleep? And they're like, well, no, but when I'm doing X or Y or Z, I'm just listening in the background while I'm doing my other stuff and blah, 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 which also explains why people tell me they have to listen 2 or 3 times to an episode to get it all. But, you know, because they're not focused on it at the time. But it's lifestyle, right? They listen while they're doing other things. That's something that you have to pay attention to. Okay. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So as you're thinking about how do we up level and do more for clients, what you have to consider is what are they going to need next? Okay. So you know what their first thing is. That's your initial offer, and that should be the tester offer. It should not be more than 3 months, maybe four, right? That's your initial tester offer. It gives them a chance to get to know you, like you, trust you, and see that you can deliver on an outcome that you promised. And then from there, you can go into a more intensive process. Yes. Yes.
So I'm going to send you backwards probably just for a second.
Okay.
So I'm at a state where I don't have really current clients per se as far as my spiritual work is concerned. Mm-hmm. So I've been working with Bunny, mm-hmm. and one of her thought processes is like, because I have these part-time jobs that I'm doing too, and she goes, well, everybody's your client, right? Like, do it that way. But for you, like when you were in the beginning of your process, like in terms of building this, like were you more of an energy of like attracting your ideal client, or were you actively hunting them out? And if so, how did you do that?
So that's a great question. So remember, your client is you 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm trying to remember. It was like 20 years ago when I started this. So bear with me. I was doing what a lot of you are doing, right? I was offering, metaphysical classes here and there and the other place. I was doing a magical circle. I was, you know, throwing together whatever I could get somebody to say yes to. Right. So I was definitely targeting a specific market because I was doing the energetic stuff. I was doing the spiritual stuff. So that's a specific market unto itself, but I was not clear on my niche being the people who came from traumatic backgrounds who likely have CPTSD, but they don't even know what that is, right? Who are, you know, overachievers, perfectionists, control freaks, and, you know, with big hearts who want to protect and love everyone and who just want someone to love them in return. Right. That, you know, my people are, you know, the warrior people of the world. They're the knights in shining armor. Right. That I can say very clearly now, but it took me the last 10 years to get to that point. Right. Because for one, each time I thought I knew who my people were, and then I would get somebody in the program who'd be like, oh, no, I don't want this person. Right. You'd be like, oh, this one's a problem. Right. And you're like, okay, so why are they different? How are they different than the people I do want to work with? Okay, now I know who I don't want. Let me screen to get that out of there, right? So it's a learning process as you go through as to identify that. I did a program a couple of years ago where I was working with empath entrepreneurs and helping them to develop their courses and stuff. But the language that I used in the marketing got me a whole bunch of people who were in their damsel in distress going, I don't know. Well, no, I can't do that. And it drove me batshit, right? I was just like, I can't, because I can't help you if you won't help yourself, right? So like one of the people would never do her homework. And, you know, one of the people was awesome, but it literally took her until like 4 months after the program ended that she was in for her to really wrap her head around what we were saying about it. And she still hasn't fully wrapped her head around it. Okay. Like 2 years later, she's doing great. Her business is rocking and rolling, but she didn't fully step into where we called her into being and what she could be. And I think it'll probably be a few more years before she does, right? Because she just couldn't get herself to see that, but she's made massive progress in the interim. Right. And then, you know, one of them just kept pivoting and pivoting and pivoting and pivoting. And I was like, no, you're not allowed. And then he would pivot again. And I'm like, you're not allowed. And he'd pivot again. And I'm like, I'm going to spank you. And he's like, cut it out. Right. You've got to commit. Right. And so, you know, you have to be really clear about who it is that you serve. And I actually shut down that entire program because it was not bringing me. It brought me great income, but it didn't bring me it exhausted me. Because literally these were people who had run up against the wall and fallen back so many times that they had built the wall so big that I did this one with my partner, Kathy, and I had to put her on my shoulder and put them on her shoulders, and we had to like jump and push them over. They had built the wall between them and success that high, right? And so, you know, that was exhausting for me. So you have to know what works for you and what doesn't.
So what is your time period then in determining what's working and what's not working? How much time do you give it?
Well, it was a 3-month program. So I gave it one run. And I was like, nope. And now looking back on it, I was burned out. So looking back on it now, because, you know, this was like 2021. So we were still pandemic and, you know, it was just, there was so much stuff going on and I was really fried. Looking back on it, I could do that program again if I changed the languaging, and I would really enjoy it. Right. Because I've been loving doing this process with you guys. And that's just that program, but on a much smaller scale. Right. So, you know, what you've got to look at as you're going through it is you've got to look at what is it that you love to do? Who is it do you love to do it with? Right. And don't just be scattershot. Now, I know Bunny, so I know when she says everybody's your client, what she means is everybody's a potential client. Look at them that way and see if they fit for who your actual clients are, right? It's not just scattershot, sell to everybody, because right. I know her better than that, and I know she's not teaching that.
It was a poor way of stating that, but yes, that's correct.
Yeah. So you know. What she's trying to say is that your whole life is filled with potential prospects, right? Everywhere you go, everything you do, this is the employee mindset versus the entrepreneur mindset, right? The employee mindset says, I'm off of work. I'm turned off. I'm in personal mode. Nothing else. Business will happen for the rest of the day. The entrepreneur mindset is I'm on all the time. And everybody's a potential client, and, you know, but you're not like, it's not like you're wheeling and dealing all the time. It's just you're paying attention all the time, right? You're not on and prospecting every second of every day. But, you know, if you go out for dinner with friends and you're hanging out and suddenly somebody says something that relates to what you do, well, your entrepreneur hat needs to go on and you need to go, tell me a little bit more about that, right? And get permission to step into a deeper conversation about it, right? So that's what we're talking about. I don't want you on 24/7 because you will be toast within short order, okay? But it is simply a matter of bringing your consciousness forward and making sure that you're aware of your environment, because I've watched so many people let opportunities go by because they weren't even paying attention. And I'm sitting there going, did you hear? Did you hear? That person just said something that's relevant to your business. And they're like, they did? I said, yeah, they said this. And they're like, uh-huh. And I'm like, dude, seriously? I just didn't register that what the person said actually related. And so, you know, this is the piece, is when you really know what you do, you know when something relates. Mm-hmm. Right? Okay. That answer your question?
Yes.
Okay. All right, good. Because I realized I went kind of far afield on it.
So. I love it. Thank you.
Okay, good. So we did the check-in. So wait, what just happened there? There should have been another slide in here. What happened? Okay, that one was out of order. I don't know how that happened. Okay. Okay, so let's define the lifetime value of a client. Okay? The lifetime value of a client is the total amount of money you will make over the life of the client, the time the client spends working with you. Okay? Not one class, but every class. Not one session, but every session they could possibly do with you. Right? All right. Now, there are ways to increase your lifetime value with people. One is upsells. And that is either one-on-one sessions, retreats, VIP days, etc., right? You could also do cross-sells, which is complementary services and products. So a cross-sell in a spiritual practice might be, like I was just on LinkedIn talking to somebody today who does stuff for perimenopause and hormone stuff. for women in their 30s to 50s, which is right in the target range of the people that I work with, right? And she's like, you should add this to what you do. And so, Cassie, you've got a lot of noise in your background. Can you mute for me?
Yes.
And so the, for, she was like, oh, you should add this into your program. And I'm like, no, I should not add this into my program. My program is chock full. If I add any more, people will start to like freak out, right? However, I could make an affiliate commission referring people to them. And they have the program on perimenopause and menopausal stuff, okay, which is a complementary service and product to what I serve, right, to what I do. You could also do joint ventures and cross promotions with these people, which is part of what we talked about yesterday in the marketing session, right? So complementary services and products are is the way that you do that. Now, a complementary product for what I sell, what I do, would be I recommend that people buy tarot cards or oracle cards as part of what we're doing in the work. I could sell those if I wanted to. I don't, but I could, right? I could sell people crystals as they're doing their work with crystals. You know, these are all complementary things. Now, why am I not selling them those things? Those are lost profit margins, right? Because for one, my programs are selling at a high enough price that if I were to provide them, I would need to just give them to people. Okay. It would feel like nickel and diming to charge them for a tarot card or a crystal or whatever, right? Two, I don't have enough people coming through my programs because I'm doing high ticket. I don't have to do high volume. I don't have enough people coming through my programs to justify all of the effort to set up all of those stuff that wouldn't be necessary in order to sell those things. It's just not worth the effort. Okay. So, between those two things, I don't offer the low price things, but referring people for the affiliate stuff. Yeah, I could do that all day long. That takes an email, maybe two, to get that done. Okay. So you have to choose based on your price point, what it's worth to do it for you, right? So if you're selling in the $300 to $500 range, then selling a cross promotional product, because you're going to have to sell in higher volume, selling a cross promotional product to provide additional income is probably worth doing because you'll only make, you know, $5 to $20 per product that you sell. But if you've got a mailing list of 10 or 20,000 people, then the amount of people who are going to buy that is going to make it worth your while to set it up. Okay. And you have to have a 10 to 20,000 person list to even begin to think about only selling for $300 to $500, right? Because otherwise you're just not going to make a living. Does that make sense? Okay. All right. Well, let's see here. What's the next one? Okay. Follow-on programs and services. And we talked about this and I had this conversation with you already. The piece about having a follow-up system and where you can take them from here. Because not only are you losing out on income, but your clients feel abandoned when you have nothing more for them to do with you. They're like, oh, you're done with me? I can't do anything else? Why? Don't you love me anymore? Right? So you owe it to them and to yourself to create a follow-up, follow-on program or service. Another way to increase the lifetime value is just to raise your prices. Okay? Because if you're doing an average of 6 sessions with somebody at $100, and you raise your price to $150 and you're still doing your average 6 sessions, you've just increased the lifetime value of your client by, you know, $50 a session, which is what, $300, right? So, you know, that sort of thing is one of the easiest ways. Now, people always freak out and go, I can't raise my prices. Everybody would leave. Yes, some people will leave. On average, between 10 and 30% of your clients will leave if you raise your prices, which means you have to raise your prices more than 30% to stay at the same income level, right? So you raise your prices by 30% or more, and people will stay. Some people will stay, and they will pay the higher price, and then every new person who comes in will pay the higher price. And you're doing less work for more money, and you have more time to promote for the people who will pay the higher price. Okay. And quite frankly, the people who are the lowest money payers are the biggest pains in the butt. If they're shopping on price, they're going to be a misery to work with. They will always be late on their payments. They will always complain about the price. They will always whine at you about how broke they are. They will bring negative energy into your space and dump it at your doorstep and ask you to bathe in it with them because they love it so much, right? So you do not want to be catering to the lowest common denominator because they are going to suck your energy and they're going to suck all the abundance out of your life. Okay? And then the other way you can do this is by expanding your packages and programs to be longer and therefore more expensive over time. Now, with that said, I do still advise that you still have an introductory program that is less than 3 months, 3 months or less. Okay. I've got mine at 4 right now because literally people could not get it done in 3. And that's since COVID. It used to be being done in 2 and that they had no problem. But since COVID hit, it takes 4 months to them for them to finish. So that's how long I've expanded it to. Okay. And that saved me. So, and again, Cassie, you asked, how do you decide that? I had way too many people saying, I need to extend, I need to extend, I need to extend. And then I'd have to have these conversations and talk to them about the pricing for that and get them on a new system and blah. And I just got tired of it. And I was like, okay, we're just going to expand the program. The program's going to be longer. And now I don't have that conversation anymore. Right. And because the program's the same price, I didn't change the price. I have been able to make the payments a little more affordable because they're spread over an extra month. Okay. So all of these things make a difference. Okay. So, that is another option here. Let me get over to the screen. Any questions about anything we've talked about so far? No?
Nope.
Okay. All right. So let me talk to you about the spiritual coach certification program, because if you've learned anything from this, it's that this is a lot to do. Okay. There's a lot going on here and it takes a long time to really hone in on your market, get really clear about who you serve, get really clear about what they want, get really clear about their languaging, get really clear about everything, right? Whereas I've already done that in my programs and I've spent the last 20 years getting that clear. And so what I'm doing is I'm offering people the option to be able to sell my programs, my first level spiritual coaching program, my Welcome to the Woo series program, which is 124 pieces of content in 120 days. So this is why I was saying it takes them a while to finish it, right? You get listed on my website as a certified coach so that you don't have to build your own website. You don't have to have a Stripe account. You don't have to have a newsletter. You don't have to have a lot of things, right? So you don't have to have the learning platform. I cover that. You have a training on how to do my proprietary energy scanning process that helps identify the blocks that they're currently dealing with and easily steps them into a conversation about how to clear those blocks using the program. And that allows you to make money while you're prospecting, a complete marketing plan, including all the collateral materials, several 2-hour classes that you can use to bring people into a conversation about joining the program, authorization to use any of my material from my podcast with over 300 episodes that you can use to create classes of your own. And we'll even put that through a transcription service for you so that you can have an outline very quickly, and complete instructions on how to make money while prospecting, lead magnets to help people get on your mailing list, Facebook ad targeting. So we help you target your ads. So you would spend the money on the ads, but we would place those ads for you and provide you with a lookalike list that would help them be more effective. Follow-up email sequences that we're providing, weekly newsletter that we send out for you, a complete discovery call system with everything that you need to do in order to make that work. And a confirmation email that's sent for every enrolled client by my staff. My client actually onboards all of your clients. So they do the contract. They make sure they sign it. They get all the payment done. They do everything. And we process all the charges. And then there's a team on the back end doing a ton of the back end work for you. So if there's a charge that goes awry or a credit card that gets stolen or, you know, whatever, we're dealing with all of that. We're also doing the newsletters and placing the ads and setting up your discussion groups and all of the pieces and parts. And then 1 year of weekly group coaching calls to help you with your marketing, your sales, your coaching, everything. It's really, oh, look at that. The number isn't there twice. I can fix that. But it's a total value of $171,988, $172,000 worth of money that I spent to get to that. This is the closest thing to a franchise that you will get in the spiritual world. And, you know, most franchises sell for $100,000 to $350,000 a year because they make a lot more than that. And, you know, I couldn't see reasonably charging you anything close to that. In fact, I can't even see charging you, you know, a tenth of that in the upper end there. So, but I wanted to make it affordable. So I've come up with a way for me to get the value that I'm providing without breaking the bank for you. And so this is how it works. Instead of 50 or 100,000, I'm going to charge you 15. And considering that the program you're learning how to run is $29.97 and you are attending the program as part of the course, that's actually a pretty good deal. And then there's a profit share for each client that you put through the system. So there's $500 a client for licensing the materials and coaching you on your personal work around getting successful in your business. And then $500 client coach supervision fee. So long as I'm having to watch over your groups that you're enrolling people into and make sure and review your calls and do all of that, there's a $500 per client fee. Once I look at you and say you're golden, you're rocking and rolling, that fee goes away. And then $150 client admin fee, which covers the $90 merchant fee that I will get charged when I put your $3,000 charge through my account. And then the remainder is just for the administration work. And that's it. In this way, I'm invested in your success, so I'm in it with you. If you're not making money, then I'm not either. And if you're still thinking that's too expensive, I do have a financing company that will fund the deal for you. They can take the payments out to like 5 years if you need it, making it much more affordable. So, and once you start making the cash, you'll be able to pay it off in no time. Okay. But, you know, here's Josh's testimonial. So I'm going to let Josh actually talk about it because you're on the call. So you want to tell people what your experience has been like?
So I came to Kelly multiple times because I was really passionate about this material. Like, I will say that the first 4 month program I went through, the Welcome to the Woo, which I'm, you know, in the coaching certification process of right now, changed my life. So I was really excited and really stayed on her for about a year to get there. But coming from a background of being a construction worker, and just trying, you know, after I went through the class, I realized that I really wanted to step into the spiritual world because I know this is where my gifts lie and this is really what I'm passionate about. But I was like, where do you start? You know, and everything I did not work. Since starting this program, it says it right there, my income is up 2,500%, literally up 2,500% by approaching this in a whole different way. Like before, I was just doing maybe one event a year. I do a random reading here and there. I was just putting up flyers. This gave me the same thing that the Inner Peace, or, you know, the Welcome to the Woo program gave me. It gave me structure and a place to actually focus and get to where I want to go. And it's an amazing process. And it's also very transformative too. So, you know, it's very spiritual in its undertones as well. As, you know, there's a lot of the same lessons in there that, you know, it's like a chance to apply what we've already learned and what we're passionate about into how we approach business. So, it's been great. You know, we've been working together on this for about 6 months together. So it's been life changing. It's a lot of aha moments and a lot of up leveling personal confidence in how you approach things. And that's speaking for me personally. So I love the program. So yeah.
Awesome. Thanks, Josh. Yeah. So, you know, I've got a deal for you guys if you sign up. And you, sorry, Josh, I just realized it says that you said that you recently had increased your income to $2,000 a month just working weekends from your classes and your readings, not from product sales, not from course sales. Is that right?
That's correct. That is absolutely correct.
Yeah. So that is, it's just that simple. You know, you can continue to try and make it on your own, and I'm sure some of you will manage to eventually. Okay. I did. It took me 11 years to figure the formula out, but you know, I hope you beat my record, right? But if you don't want to wait, then this program can give you what you need to make it happen much, much faster. And just to give you a reason to say yes today, I'll make you one more offer. So say yes, and I will take $3,000 off that price, making it only $12,000 if you sign up today. So if you say yes now, you will lock in that price, even if you have to apply for financing. I will give you a week if you have to apply for financing to get that financing sorted out. Okay? So with that, if you – all you got to do – and, you know, I know that Kelly's still talking, so she doesn't even know. But if you want that, you can either say yes in the chat, or you can simply send me an email at kelly@kellysparta.com and just say, yes, I want to be in the program, and I will save that price for you if you send it in today. Okay? So any questions about anything we've talked about throughout this whole thing, right?
I just want to say this really helped deeply plant more of the seeds that we've been working through in the program itself. It was really good to be a part of this group, because it made, you know, brought some more things to the light that you've already have in the program that I still have been missing on a little bit, doing that panic pivot dance. I've been doing that a little bit. So it's really been an amazing experience sharing this last 5 days here.
So, yeah. Awesome. How about you guys? How has your experience been? Do you have any questions? Yeah.
I want to say thank you for the opportunity and the experience. You've given me some light bulb moments and some amazing insights, and I appreciate it so much. So thank you.
Awesome. Thanks for coming. Angela?
No questions. It's been a great reminder, honestly, reinforcing things, some things I knew and some little ahas, little points I maybe missed. Definitely want to watch the recordings when I get an opportunity. I'm still working on my homework.
I understand.
But yeah, a lot of great points. And I've done the same thing when you were talking about the customers.
Mm-hmm.
I've culled my client list over the last 20 years, and I can finally say that I actually like everybody that I work with.
Yes. And I highly recommend doing that. I highly recommend getting rid of the people you don't enjoy working with, because life's too short. Right? I don't care how much money they're paying you. If they're making your life a misery, get rid of them. Okay? And the energy you regain from that will give you so much more energy to get in more wonderful people. And it's totally worth it. So, okay. All right. And I know Kelly's dealing with customers right now, so I'm not going to ask her. But I want to thank you guys for coming out. Thank you for hanging in till the end and being here for all of the calls. That was, you know, when you show up for yourself and you show up for your business, you have a much greater chance of success in your entire career and in your life in general. So give yourselves a little round of applause for showing up, because we love that we did it, right? It's that acting with integrity and acting in a way where you can trust yourself. Because when you trust yourself, you trust the universe. And when you trust the universe, magic happens. So, all right. Thanks for coming, guys. And we'll see you the next time I do one of these, which I think will be next month. We'll see. Okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Kelly.
Have a good one.
Bye. Thank you.